The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
How many brains do you have? Would you believe three? That's right. And we'll have Dr. Karen Jensen, who has a new book on this, reveal how the heart, brain, and gut influence your mental health and how you can achieve optimal brain function, among other things. Good morning, aloha, and welcome once again to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. This is the Snowman, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. You got 6 feet of snow coming out of your radio every Saturday morning. Hey, Mauna Kea only has, what, a few inches, maybe a foot? Hey, you got 6 feet of snow here with me. All right, more stimulating talk radio without the caffeine, I might add, and we have a great show for you today. Here's an overview of what Dr. Karen Jensen will be discussing in this hour of the program. She's the author of the new book, Three Brains, How the Heart, Brain, and Gut Influence Mental Health and Identity. And basically the head brain, well, first of all, nutrients and exercise and all, you know, proper living habits are all ways to support the three brains' interaction and optimize your mental health and cognition. But basically the head brain, of course, is for cognition and clarity of thought and memory. And our brains, we have high oxygen and energy levels. You may have heard that the brain uses about 20% of your oxygen and up to 25% of the nutrients, even though it only represents a few percent of body weight. But when things like stress and irregular sleep habits or not enough sleep, nutritional deficiencies, all those things cause your mental sharpness to go by the wayside and your concentration to suffer. And then heart brain, they recently discovered that there's something like 40,000, I think 40,000 neurons in your heart. So this is a new area of medicine called neurocardiology. And it's shown that messages the heart sends to the brain affect our perception and many other aspects of our mental health. Feelings and even performance in profound ways. And then the gut brain, there's actually 100 million neurons in your gut, and it can work independently or in conjunction with your head brain. And so studies on that, you know, suggest that there's a communication between the head and the gut, and that might play a role in mood and cognition and a lot of other things. It's also a new field called neurogastroenterology. So we'll talk about that with Dr. Karen Jensen in just a few minutes. All right, let's see what else we're in the news and announcements. Oh, next hour, be sure to join us for the Fitness File. In which sports do athletes have the greatest pain tolerance? We'll find out. Plus, a simple fitness tip to follow if you have arthritis. And then in matters of sexual health, eyes linger longer on ultra-macho monkeys. Female monkeys, that's the case at least for them. But how this factor relates to humans, you'll find that out. And for a laugh and a half, it's the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Maybe not the jokiest jokes around, but we don't want to make you laugh till you leak, if you know what I mean. But hopefully you'll get enough chuckles to relieve that irregular hilarity that you might be suffering from. So we'll have that. Also, Dick Allgaier's health report coming up next hour as well. All right, let's see. Next week on the program, Dr. Kahealani Rivera kicks off American Heart Month. She's a cardiologist here at Queens Medical Center, and she'll be with us in studio talking about the latest guidelines for heart health and how much or little of the things that affect your heart should you have, cholesterol, triglycerides, you know, saturated fat, how much exercise, stress, obesity, high blood pressure, salt, all that heart stuff. So have a heart, a healthy one, on next week's program. Then in the 10 o'clock hour during next week's show, we'll have a guest on about relieving congestion both safely and effectively. There's many causes, many remedies, but they're not all safe and not all of them are effective. We'll talk about that. We'll sort all those out for you on next week's program. All right, and straight ahead in the news. Which professions use the most or least tobacco? You may be surprised at these statistics. Plus, three little-known ways to reduce your chances of contracting a cold or flu. Then, why are astronauts not allowed to drink alcohol? Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
More than 1 in 5 working adults use some form of tobacco, but it's surprising how the professions vary, the occupations, and this study is by industry and occupation. This is a recent CDC analysis. Nearly 33 million working adults, or 22% of the population, currently used some tobacco product, but by industry, the tobacco use ranged from 11% of people in education to 34% among construction workers. And by occupation, 9% of people who worked in life, physical, or social science used tobacco, compared with a high of 37% of installation, maintenance, and repair workers. So, you know, whatever group you're in, 0% is what we're trying to achieve when it comes to smoking. It doesn't matter what profession or, you know, your age or income level or whatever. Smoking, it really has no bounds, and it doesn't discriminate. It's going to give you cancer, whether you're a doctor, which, you know, there's still
percentage of doctors that smoke, as are nurses and other healthcare professionals. And so just because you're in the health field, it doesn't mean that you're going to be immune to the consequences of cancer from smoking. All right, a few little tips from the snowman to reduce your chances of catching a cold or flu. I've practiced these for years. First, it's only about 8% of the population is left-handed. You want to reach for left-handed handles or, you know, on the anything on the left, things like door handles in public places, because they've only been touched by a fraction of the, think about it. They've only been touched by the number of people who use those handles, which are usually left-handed people. And if you just, you know, stand back and see how people open doors, since over 90% of the population is right-handed, you can avoid those surfaces, you know, you'll be a lot less likely to contract anything. Also, carry a pen in public. Why is that? Well, you don't want to use the store pens to sign your credit card purchases or use those bank teller pens to sign your deposit or withdrawal slips at the bank. Think of how many people touch those in a day. And I've actually seen people put them in their mouth. The teller will, you know, be playing with it and stick it in their mouth or whatever. And then, oh, yeah, oh, you need a pen, sir? Oh, here it is. And she hands it right to you. And now I know that a lot of stores, the retail stores now have electronic pens, so you can't do that. But carry some waterless hand cleaner, you know, the hand sanitizer with you at all times in your pocket or purse. And then fingertips, you know, that's where, I mean, from studies by Dr. Oz and many other studies, they found that overwhelmingly, even though, you know, they always say that your hands are the vector or the way that viruses and bacteria are spread, but it's mainly the fingertips. That's the part of the hands that do all the transmitting. So that's where the viruses really are, and that's where they spread. So use your, for instance, your knuckles. I always use, you know, just use a knuckle to press an elevator button instead of the end of your finger, just as an example, or an angled hand to open doors. Things like that. So, and speaking of, you know, I mentioned being right or left-handed. What determines whether we're right or left-handed? Well, it turns out, you know, it's always been assumed that it's a genetic difference. Parts of the brain are what determine whether a person will be right or left-handed. However, researchers have now found that human embryos as young as 8 weeks already exhibit right or left-hand dominance, even though their brains are, you know, far from being developed, fully developed. And so the latest findings reveal that it's not the brain that determines which hand we write with, but rather the spinal cord when we're in the embryo. And another interesting thing on right and left-handedness, and that is in 20% of twins versus about 8% of the population, one twin will be left-handed. All right, if you're a twin out there, now you know. Today is Chocolate Cake Day, January 27th, and you have my permission. It's Chocolate Cake Day. You know, I always say that tease chocolate cake because, well, it only has 4 calories. They used to think it had 400. Of course, that's only if you eat a few crumbs. So portion control, folks. Okay, enough said on that subject. Why are astronauts not allowed to drink alcohol? Well, the water processing system aboard the International Space Station recycles water from the astronauts' urine. You may have heard that before. But after alcohol consumption, however, the body excretes waste byproducts that contaminate the water. So, hello, stop contaminating your body and cut down on a proven carcinogen and stop drinking so much. You know, some of you drink so much that you feel as high as an astronaut really is. All right, enough said there. And I've got 1 minute left. Okay. Next hour, by the way, we're going to be talking about chronic pain with Steve Fraley, a botanical medicine expert, some natural remedies for chronic pain. But no two people experience pain in the same manner. The reason is the brain first has to learn what pain is important and then what to safely ignore. And because of that, each person actually develops his or her own threshold of pain over the course of a lifetime, as well as individual tolerance at which pain is no longer bearable. So we're going to talk about, in fact, we have a lot of information on opioids, and you're going to really get a lot from next hour's show. We have a lot of facts, figures, statistics, and practical information for you on treating and preventing chronic pain. Coming up, Much more information for your good health when we talk about all three of your brains and how they can improve your health. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
More information equals less medication here on your health information station. David Snow on your radio. Thanks for staying with us here on the healthiest 2 hours on radio. Hey, a brain is no stronger than its weakest think. And we have a lot of weak links and thinks when it comes to brain health, as well as gut health and heart health. And here to join us on this segment of the program, Dr. Karen Jensen. She's the author of the new Three Brains, How the Heart, Brain, and Gut Influence Mental Health and Identity. She's a practicing physician, naturopathic physician in Canada. She's been on television and radio stations across Canada. She also is the author of other books such as Menopause, A Naturopathic Approach to the Transitional Years, and also co-authored Stress and the Disease Connection. And we welcome her talking about her new book, Three Brains, to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Karen Jensen. How the health are you?
Good morning, David.
Thanks for being with us in cold Canada.
It is.
We'll send you a few warm trade winds and rays of sunshine your way. So
please do. Get rid of this rain.
Yeah, I know you've been here on occasion, and you like the islands of Maui and Kauai. And so we welcome you back. Actually, the next interview we do with you, we insist on an in-studio interview.
Oh, please do. So, I'll be there in a heartbeat. Thank you.
All right. So tell me a little bit about your book and what inspired you to write it, because obviously a lot of people know their brains, the one in their heads, but they're not familiar with the gut and heart brain.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I didn't start out to write on the three brains. I've been in practice. I'm retired now, but I was in practice for about 25 years. And I just wanted to write something with, you know, outlining sort of alternative approaches to various mental health disorders. And then when I really got into the research, then there was just new information coming out all the time on the gut brain, a.k.a. the second brain. And then that led me down other paths, and it really started to show me the connection between the heart, and not only the heart and the brain, but between the gut and the heart, and how all three of these, shall we call them communication centers, not only work independent of each other to affect our not only mental, emotional, but also physical health, but how they work interconnectedly. And I really believe that it's looking at the intricacy of how everything is connected is really an important approach. It's not an alternative approach. I think it's a primary approach to our well-being on all levels.
Right. And this is not a theory or a hypothesis. Tell us, Dr. Jensen, if you would, about the new recent discoveries of the fact that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's they've discovered that there are something like 40,000 neurons in the heart that are you know, basically brain cells, neurons, but they reside in the heart.
Exactly. And this isn't, you know, we've known since the 1960s, actually, that the heart was an endocrine organ or a hormone-producing organ. And one of the newer, some of the newer information is about oxytocin, which we used to think was just produced in the pituitary in the brain, and is now, we find it's produced in the heart. And it has quite a profound effect, actually, on our perceptions and mental processes and feelings and performance, and the heart in general, more than we've ever thought before. And, you know, I was looking at this, and when I wrote the book, there was only, you know, there was a lot of information daily almost coming out on the gut and the influence on mental health and cardiovascular health, but not so much a direct influence of the gut on the heart. And then one of the most recent studies I was reading, it's very interesting that let's back it up a minute. High blood pressure, you know, okay, so the heart and the brain can actually damage structures in the brain and cause cognitive decline and other problems.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've discovered that probiotics, the good bacteria in the gut that we're hearing about all the time, actually reduce blood pressure.
Ah, wow.
Yeah, and so I'm looking at kind of that's just one aspect of how the gut influences the heart influences the brain. And then the stress factor, the gut and the brain is kind of a two-way communication system there actually when it comes to stress, because the gut exposure to stress alters the gut microbiome.
Oh, right.
Okay? So, causing a leaky gut, which causes gastrointestinal disorders, mental health disorders, inflammation, systemic and local in general.
Mm-hmm.
And if we back that up, inflammation is probably the underlying cause of most disease. And then, but the gut microbiota, if they're out of balance, directly influence stress hormones in the brain as well.
Wow, that's huge. And tell us, I know there's a chapter or a few pages in your book about the you mentioned leaky gut syndrome, but there's also leaky brain. Now, explain that if you would.
Well, what happens when different factors, shall we say, inflammation, different toxins in our environment, all of these things affect what we call the blood-brain barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's protection that prevents different toxins and things from getting into the brain and kind of messing up the communication network, if you will. And this blood-brain barrier can actually be influenced by whether it's hypertension, the microbes from the gut, electromagnetic frequencies. All of these things can cause the brain barrier to become compromised, just like inflammation causes the gut barrier to become compromised.
Mm-hmm.
And then toxins get into the bloodstream and put more stress on the immune system and, you know.
And that's the basis of a lot of allergies too, right?
It's the main basis, really, of all allergies is the leaky gut premise.
Because it's undigested proteins, and the proteins are what are causing the allergies. Is that it?
Proteins as well as other sort of pathogens that normally wouldn't get into the bloodstream, shall we say, if the gut barrier was intact.
Okay.
And we've known, like I've been in practice since the 1980s, and, you know, we used to just call this imbalance in the gut candida, right?
Yes,
and there weren't the studies out on it then, and we always noted that people with these gut imbalances also commonly had irritability or depression or anxiety or confused thinking.
Oh.
But it was just more observational back then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're looking at the influence on the probiotics, these lowly creatures that we didn't think were very important prior to the recent 4 or 5 years and the studies coming out, but profoundly how they affect dementia and anxiety and depression, and how there's a direct link with the gut and the brain.
Wow, that's fascinating information. Dr. Jensen, we need to take a bottom hour break, and when we come back, I want to ask you about neurotransmitters in the brain, such as GABA and serotonin, and people have maybe heard of dopamine, you know, getting that dopamine hit. So there's, excitatory as well as inhibitory neurotransmitters that either bring you up or make you calm, you know, excite you or make you relaxed. So we'll talk about those and how the three brains have an effect on that. My guest is Dr. Karen Jensen, the author of the new book, Three Brains, How the Heart, Brain, and Gut Influence Mental Health and Identity. Details coming up with more information for your good health right after this. So don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy as Dr. Health continues.
Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. Two locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu. A service of Salem Communications on the NASDAQ at SALM. AM 690, The Answer.
Snow,
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 snow.
The art of conversation, the science of medicine. That's what Health Talk Radio is all about. That's why 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Dr. Health Radio to their patients who listen to Dr. Health Radio. Ask your doctor if Dr. Health is right for you. My guest, if you're just joining us, is Dr. Karen Jensen, a naturopathic physician from Canada, and the author of the new book, Three Brains, How the Heart, Brain, and Gut Influence Mental Health and Identity. So, Dr. Jensen, let's talk about neurotransmitters. A lot of people have heard about serotonin, which is the feel-good or relaxing neurotransmitter. And then, of course, there's dopamine, which is more an excitatory neurotransmitter that gives you a hit when you're if you win something or if you get a ping on your computer or smartphone.
Right. Sort of the pleasure center.
The pleasures, yeah. It's the pleasure hormone or neurotransmitter. So tell us how the heart, brain, and gut influence these neurotransmitters, both in a positive and negative way.
Well, I think if we get back to sort of looking at the neurotransmitters, it's not just the brain that has the neurotransmitters. We've been studying the brain longer than obviously the gut and the heart, so we know more about it. And you'd mentioned earlier how the heart, you know, we're finding more and more neurotransmitters and hormones in the heart. And the gut, a lot of people just associate serotonin, you know, we associate serotonin with depression, you know, the serotonin, you know, the most antidepressants are SSRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And we associate that with the brain, but really about 95% of our serotonin is actually produced in the gut.
Ah, 95%. Wow.
90 to 95%, and about 50% of the body's dopamine.
So, and 50% of the dopamine. No kidding. Wow, that's
and
interesting.
And if you know, we've always looked. Remember, I said earlier about the whole, you know, ancient years ago, you know, with the whole candida dysbiosis thing. We didn't have the studies, and we've also always seen in people that have depressive disorders or mood disorders, it's very common in people with irritable bowel syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
But we never really kind of understood why. It was just an association that was made. But now if we look at serotonin being mostly produced in the gut, that makes total sense because if the gut microbiome is out of balance.
Wow.
Yeah.
So treating mental illness or mental conditions yeah, through the gut. That might be a lot more effective and result in permanent amelioration of those symptoms by doing it that way instead of just treating the symptoms via pharmaceuticals, using them for the head.
Time and place, right? I mean, depending on how serious the mental health disorder
there may
need to be sort of more prescription intervention. However, I always say, you know, okay, fine, let's use the Band-Aid for a while if you have to, but let's also treat the underlying cause, you know, so people could look at getting the gut back in balance, you know, looking at the imbalances, you know, a diet they could follow for the imbalances in the gut, look at probiotics. I don't think they'll be replacing antidepressants anytime soon,
no,
but they'll definitely be a very powerful adjunct to people that are taking antidepressants.
So if somebody is taking an antidepressant, should they check with their doctor before they take a probiotic?
A probiotic would be completely safe to take with an antidepressant as far as that goes. And the other thing, while we're on depression, the inflammation factor is huge. Mm-hmm. Now, whether it's the imbalance in the gut that causes the systemic inflammation, but more and more, or other factors, whether it's food allergies or just eating a diet high in acidic foods and refined foods, all of these things can cause inflammation.
Uh-huh.
But the inflammation factor in depression is becoming a very popular area of study now as well. Not just for depression, but also for dementias, which makes total sense. You know, inflammation is kind of the cause of most diseases, whether it's mental health or diabetes or cardiovascular. But we need to back that up and say, well, what causes inflammation?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that primarily is stress and various stressors, increasing the stress hormones, which initially help prevent inflammation, but over time contribute to kind of runaway inflammation throughout the body.
Yeah, and speaking of stress hormones, let's talk about cortisol. Most people have heard of cortisol, and that's the main stress hormone. So, but tell us, you know, there's optimal levels. I mean, you need cortisol. It's an anti-inflammatory. You know, it has benefits, obviously, in the body. It gives you energy and, of course...
Absolutely.
So you don't... I mean, you can't survive without it or can't thrive without it. But by the same token, in our society, being that, it, you know, the way our society is... has been or has evolved. It's life in the fast lane and cortisol. And we have an overabundance of it in our body. So tell us about the balance, the benefits, the drawbacks of too much cortisol and how it affects our health, generally speaking.
Okay. Well, I don't think anyone can say they're not under some degree of stress. You know, I think stress is sort of the number one in our what affects our health today. 90% of all disease, the World Health Organization lists stress as number one cause of all illness. So if we look at that, and what's the good thing about cortisol? Well, initially, in balance, cortisol actually is a friend when it comes to inflammation. And helps to regulate inflammation. You know, those people out there that have had profound inflammation in the body, they're given corticosteroids, prednisone or something similar. However, over time, with chronic stress, the cortisol levels stay elevated and the cells become, shall we say, immune. It's like the sky is falling in.
Uh-huh.
The cells stop listening to that after a while and become insensitive to cortisol's regulatory effect.
I see.
And so cortisol then becomes more of a, I won't say enemy, but cause sort of a negative, shall we say, effect on the body.
Right.
And that, you know, metabolic syndrome, sort of the precursor to diabetes itself, cardiovascular disease, high levels of cortisol cause inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and whether it's mental health or our physical health, we need to keep the stress hormones in balance. And in the three brain line, there's a really good, shall we say, stress stress support product, Stress Less, and I'm in Canada. It's called Serene Mind.
Serene Mind,
US.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. And also the Three Brain line, there's a whole line by Natural Factors that people can check out on the website, because we certainly won't have time to cover them all.
No, I know. In fact, that was my next question, so I'm glad you brought it up first. I was just going to ask you if that was... And so some of the key ingredients in say, for instance, the Serene Mind, what is it? Ashwagandha is one?
Ashwagandha, the rhodiola. It actually also has
and ginseng.
Choline in it and ginseng in it as an adaptogen to help regulate the stress response in the body. And rhodiola, of course, has many benefits. And
I love
green tea as antioxidant support. So it's a really good stress support product. Mm-hmm. And I would see that as sort of a base if people aren't already taking something to help, shall we say, keep the stress hormones in balance. Because as you mentioned earlier, it's all about balance.
We
need these stress hormones, but we don't need them in overabundance.
Exactly. And we should mention, too, Dr. Jensen, that these are available without a prescription, and they're usually in your nearest natural food store throughout the islands. You can go to naturalfactors.com or just go to your nearest health store. And one formula I like in the new Three Brains line, which I took this morning, is this Pack-A-Day. And Pack-A-Days are the easiest thing on the planet.
Oh, aren't they great?
I love it. I absolutely love this, and I take it frequently. And what it is, and I'm kind of jumping ahead of ourselves here, but we'll talk about it. And that is there's five capsules or tablets in here. No, they're all capsules. So one's the turmeric, which you mentioned, that is the theracurmin or the anti-inflammatory herb. And here, by the way, here in the islands, Dr. Jensen, it's called olena. That's the Hawaiian word for turmeric. And it's been extensively used and for centuries in Hawaiian medicine, Hawaiian herbal medicine.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
They were using it here long before they were using it in Western medicine.
That's it with traditional, right?
Yeah. What's old is new again. And then there's a big fish oil, a high potency fish oil capsule to give you the omega-3s for your brain. And then tell us about there's also 400 milligrams of grapeseed extract, which is an antioxidant. Is that mainly for its antioxidant benefits? Is that why they put it in there?
Yeah, to prevent damage to the cells, to prevent the oxidative stress, which causes damage to the cells.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the Three Brain Total, like this packet. I was looking at it myself, and I thought, my gosh, I take curcumin on a regular basis.
Right.
I take omega-3s on a regular basis. I take an antioxidant, and I take probiotics.
Yeah.
Those are my go-tos, right?
Right.
The only thing I wasn't taking was phosphatidylserine, which is more for neurotransmission and nerve cell support and to prevent normal aging, brain decline.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, geez, with my family history of dementia, I should be taking that. And so as you were saying, it's kind of a one pack a day. You just take your all in one. You don't have to open five or six bottles
right.
in the morning.
You don't get vitamin wrist.
Exactly. And not only does it support the brain, but also the omega-3s and the theracumin, or the curcumin rather, and the antioxidants and probiotics all support the gut, brain, and the heart.
Yeah.
So
and like you, I take all of these separately, but it's so convenient when you're traveling or just out and about during the day, take an extra dose of these. And, I really notice a difference in the way I feel. I mean, there's no afternoon slump, and I have as much energy in the afternoon and evening as I have in the morning when I usually take my vitamins. So it's phenomenal.
That's great.
Yeah, no, the Three Brains Total, I can't talk about it enough as far as the benefits that people will derive. And, a lot of people use, and I was talking about this on a recent show, why would you want something that gives you 5 hours of energy when you're awake for 16 or 18 hours, for goodness sake. I want all day, all night energy, or all waking hours energy. I don't want just energy for 5 hours.
Again, right?
Plus those drinks or those different elixirs or supplements, they result in a downside, or the drawback is you're going to have 2 or 3 hours of lack of energy, because all it is it's like a credit card. You know, you got to pay it back, right? And so it's
exactly.
not, it's false energy. Like with caffeine or coffee, I call it fake awake. You know? So if you want to drink a cup of fake awake, or do you want lasting, maybe not as acute energy, you know, right off the bat, but you're going to get steady. Yeah, you're going to get a steady stream of energy throughout the day. So that's really what you're looking for. Plus, you're going to be clear-headed and you won't be anxious. And it has, as you mentioned, a positive effect on your neurotransmitters and so on. Dr. Jensen, we need to just take one last break of the hour, if you could stay with us for another segment. Okay, great.
Okay, thank you.
Our guest is Dr. Karen Jensen, the author of Three Brains, How the Heart, Brain, and Gut Influence Mental Health and Identity. And we'll have more information for your good mental health as well as physical health here on Dr. Health with my guest, Dr. Jensen. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just two capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals six capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
That makes you you. Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, you can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. It's the Cure for the Common radio show. Although we don't cure anything except for boredom and ignorance-itis here at more stimulating talk radio without the caffeine. Who needs something in your cup to wake up when you have us on your radio, for goodness sake? All right, back to our guest. If you're just joining us, Karen Jensen, Dr. Karen Jensen is our guest, the author of the new Three Brains book. Karen, how can people get your book if they want to obtain a copy?
I think it should be available at, like you mentioned, the local health food stores that carry the Three Brain line. They usually carry the book. And I know last time we spoke, the Natural Factors website was setting it up to be available on the website.
Okay, so it's not something you'd get on Amazon.com?
Not at this point.
Okay.
I think that's in process.
In the future, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Three Brains, the name of the book. Let's talk about other aspects of your book, Three Brains. Now, tell us about dysbiosis. You touched on it when you said the gut is out of balance. What else can we do to put our gut back into balance as far as foods and other lifestyle changes?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a whole section in the book, which it was very similar to what I put my patients on over the years. But the bottom line is kind of getting rid of all foods that have, you know, anything white, basically, white bread.
Except for cauliflower as an exception.
Except for cauliflower. Any of the white flours, you know, just staying away from sugars, focusing more on vegetables, limitation of fruit because sugars of any kind feed the bad microbes. And I usually say to people, you know, try to follow kind of the dysbiosis program, which is it has to be sort of, I think, read up on a little bit. So I outline it in my book.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people just, for simplicity's sake, focus on, you know, non-sugary vegetables, like, you know, really watch the carrots, watch the potatoes, because they're high in sugar.
But there's one bean that, I don't know if you're aware of it, even though you're a doctor. I don't know. There's a lot of people don't realize this, including health professionals. There's one bean that's deleterious to your health. And yet people eat it all the time. Do you know what the particular bean is?
I don't know.
It's jelly beans.
Oh. Good one.
Because you were talking about sugar. So, you know,
good one. Yeah.
That candy doesn't fool around. It's 100% sugar.
Exactly.
I mean, it's pretty much pure sugar, you know. So that's one bean you want to avoid.
Yeah. Okay. And I think people just really don't realize the sources where they're getting, you know, a lot of sugar.
That's right.
And obviously inflammatory foods, like if people are allergic to certain foods, I usually suggest people just dump everything with gluten for just a couple of weeks.
Mm.
You know, and see how they feel.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly, right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then, you know, if they feel a lot better, they could try, you know, having it once or twice a week and see what happens.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, getting to the whole dysbiosis, like whether it's my ABCs when I was in practice was antibiotics, birth control pills, corticosteroids, sugar, and stress, the S's, ABCs, cause dysbiosis. And so it's a matter of killing off the bad guys, so you kind of want to starve them out and not feed the sugar and refined products, and restoring the good guys, so a good kind of acidophilus. Natural Factors has several out there.
Sure, right.
And, you know, and Natural Factors, they're a great company in that they have a very strict control over quality. You know, the Isura guarantee.
That's
quality.
Right.
And not, you know, when you go in a health food store, not everything is what it says it is. And
that's
so the
unfortunately
one
true. Yes, right.
Yeah. So Factors, you can pretty well guarantee that if it says what's on the label, it's correct.
Well, and I can vouch for this, too, because both you and I have been through the factory, and I've been through many, many factories. And first of all, we should tell the audience that, and this is not typically known and to the lay public, but if it, just because a product is on the shelf and it has a company name and everything, usually that's that the actual product is manufactured by another larger company, and that's just a marketing company with the brand name and the bottle and packaging and everything. Natural Factors makes virtually every single product they produce. If it has a Natural Factors name on it, they manufacture it, so they have full quality control, you know, vertical all the way from the raw materials. In fact, they have 200 or 300 acres of organic farms up there in Canada where you are?
Mm-hmm. In British Columbia.
Right. And so they grow the echinacea, they grow the lavender, you know, and all the...
Pretty impressive.
So it's and also I know that they make for some of these other companies. And so, you know, they're a major player and, of course, one of the top 10 brands in natural food stores here in America, but they're probably the number one brand in Canada because they're so big and they make their own products, and so
exactly.
And they have their own it's like if they were making pharmaceuticals, they could easily make pharmaceuticals because the quality is already there as far as the things they have in place for QC.
QC is beyond what I've seen. I think it's a step above pharmaceuticals.
I mean, when you talk about talk to people from Germany and Switzerland and, you know, some of the highest quality product producing countries in Europe, it's on par, if not higher than those. And so you can't get a higher quality than Natural Factors. And fortunately, it's available widely in natural food stores. So anyway, I'll get off my soapbox. So back to you, Dr. Jensen.
Yeah, I have to say, as a formulator and educator, sometimes it's very frustrating because we're delayed on products coming out because some of the raw material isn't passing QC.
Right. Yeah,
and yet I
exactly.
see it in all these other companies on the shelf, and I go, well, how can they have it? And we, you know, it's not passing our quality control.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah.
But the other thing I just really want to talk just a little bit more about is inflammation. Because a lot of people are currently taking antidepressants, which, you know, we touched on a little bit earlier. And it's interesting that in a lot of cases, antidepressants don't really give the results that people hope for. And they may have tried a couple of different, say, types of antidepressants with very little success. And those people are called treatment resistant. And if they're not getting the results. And so in this one study, they actually took these treatment-resistant patients and gave them an anti-inflammatory, aspirin actually, in the medical world. And those people that hadn't responded before to the actual antidepressant itself, 80% of the people then responded by adding the aspirin.
Wow.
So was it the antidepressant or was it the anti-inflammatory?
And that may have been, that may have played out with the same results if they had added turmeric or some natural anti-inflammatory.
Exactly.
Right,
That's exactly it. And there was another study that examined data from about 14,000 people, and researchers found that those who had depression had about a 46% higher level of C-reactive protein, which is actually a marker for inflammation in the in lab work. And anyone can have their CRP checked by just asking your naturopathic or medical doctor to run this very simple blood test. And sort of getting back to the importance of stress, again, causing inflammation, you mentioned the three-brain total is sort of as a foundation support for the three-brain line. The other one I really want to introduce is something called Brain Fix.
Oh, yes.
It's newer to the line, but it has the curcumin in it as an anti, as not only as an antioxidant, but anti-inflammatory, which we've talked about.
Right.
Most people think that chamomile is just a calming herb, but actually it has profound anti-inflammatory properties.
That's right.
And boswellia is really my favorite anti-inflammatory of any. And so
that's practically aspirin strength anti-inflammatory. I mean, when you think about the boswellia extracts that are available.
You know, here's I'll just finish up on a couple of the ingredients and I'll tell you about how boswellia came onto my radar, but bacopa and ashwagandha are both also in this product, and they actually will help prevent the stress reaction. So the Brain Fix can actually help prevent negative stress response and support inflammation. So for people that just want general support, the three brain totals, you know, to help prevent and, like you say, give you more energy throughout your body and brain throughout the day. And then those that are maybe getting a little older or starting to notice some cognitive changes or might be depressed, the Brain Fix can be taken as an anti-inflammatory and stress support.
And this would, again, be not, there's no contraindications with prescription medications people may
there
be taking.
There is not for the Brain Fix.
Okay.
The three brain line has a great antidepressant called Cloud9. No, it's not.
Hey, I like that name better. Bring that Canadian name down to America. Cloud9.
What is it called in the U.S.? Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. The Serene Mind. And then there's... the Mental Sunshine?
Mental Sunshine.
Okay.
I like that name. Yeah. It has actually saffron in it. And until we hear otherwise, it also works through the serotonin pathway. So we would have to say that Mental Sunshine, for those that are taking an antidepressant in the SSRI category, this would be contraindicated because just like you'd have to treat St. John's wort the same for people that are taking an antidepressant. But if people want to add an anti-inflammatory, a natural one, they can look at the Brain Fix if they are taking an antidepressant.
Okay, and then one that we want to mention too, which I've tried before, is the Best Sleep. And that has
a
combination of, what is it, poppy seed and passion flower.
California poppy and passion flower and skullcap and linden flower.
Yes, linden.
Yeah, it you know, has been used in Europe, and it we're certainly getting a favorable response.
I'd also, Dr. Jensen, I should tell the company that they should also call it Best Dreams, because every time I take the Best Sleep formula, it results in the best dreams that I ever have.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
no, it's really
wonderful.
Oh, it's astounding. And then getting back to the three brains total. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, these formulas we're talking about are available under the Natural Factors label in natural food stores, and it's under the three brains banner, so to speak. But I tell people that with the five different products in this pack, the capsules in this pack a day, the only thing you have to add is a multivitamin mineral, one a day or two a day, whatever, like a Whole Earth and Sea men's or
exactly.
women's multiple.
Yep.
And you have a whole supplement program, and it's so convenient.
It's really easy and simple, because I think a lot of people get overwhelmed. Where do I start?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Right.
And with the three brains total, you kind of have the sort of base milligrams to give, help ideally work preventatively,
mm-hmm.
And then I see that as kind of the multivitamin and mineral. I see this as the one to help protect the three brains, and mm-hmm. then the multivitamin and mineral that you mentioned, like in Whole Earth and Sea or something, providing just the base nutrients for all the cells in the body that we often miss in our food, not only because of food choices, but because of the way things are grown and shipped today.
Great advice indeed. I can't thank you enough, Dr. Jensen. And I want you to take back a liner that I made up or I thought up for this line and see what you think of it. Three brains are better than one. So that I got.
I like that.
Yeah, everybody's.
Yeah. Can we use it?
Yeah, of course. You have my permission. Yeah, use it all you want.
Thank you.
Hey,
I'll put it in my presentation.
Okay, great. And if you, we talked a lot about a lot of areas in your book, but is there anything glaring that you say that, hey, David didn't ask me about that? Is there something that we are really leaving out of the book, or did we cover all the bases for your Three Brains book as far as information?
I think we covered sort of the base cause and, what can lead to different mental health disorders. The book gets into a lot more detail, particularly on memory problems, which mm-hmm. a lot of people are facing today, and you can't possibly cover it all on, in one show.
We'll just have to remember to have you back.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right.
But I think we got a good start. Thanks so much.
Anytime, Dr. Jensen. Can't thank you enough for being on. Thank you so much, Dr. Karen Jensen. Again, the book, Three
thank
Brains,
you.
Available at your natural food store, and also the products that she was talking about, Dr. Jensen was referring to. Those are from Natural Factors under the Three Brains banner at your nearest natural food store as well. So, back after this, but we will be back after the top of the hour news for hour number two, the healthiest 2 hours on radio with pain-free health resolutions with health expert Steve Fraley. Also, our regular features, Dick Allgaier's Health Report, The Fitness File, Funny Bone Pharmacy, and Matters of Sexual Health. So stick around for hour number two of the healthiest 2 hours on radio. And I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.